Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, sitting next to Andy is the Vice President of Community Impact and Foundation. She is Renee Harvey, and this is your gig, is it not?
This is a gorgeous day. I'd love to call it my gig, but amazing team that is putting this event on today. Very fortunate.
You got a lot of folks walking around out here. How nice is this for the organization to get away from and I won't say away from Berea, but away from football and come out and do some things that really help A, the organization, B, the community?
Yeah, it is. I appreciate that question. It is nice always to take a little bit of a break, and it gives you a chance to unplug, but also to see how philanthropic and how community-minded our entire organization is. When you have 50 to 60 staff members out here, ownership, executive leadership, players, coaches, alumni, and then obviously all of our corporate partners that are out supporting, it's always good to come out and spend some time together to all for a great cause.
Renee, who's the starting quarterback going to be? I'm just kidding.
But I wasn't going to get those tough questions.
No, today. We don't ask any of those.
But if you know.
No, I always find it interesting, especially covering high school football and being around town, that how many times I'll walk into a stadium that has the Browns touch on it, and then we were just talking 16 new fields you guys have put in since, last?
Yeah, since Haslam's became, Haslam's became owners.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing.
They're extremely philanthropic, as hopefully everyone in this town knows, invested over $150
million. Wow.
And 16 fields across Northeast Ohio just broke ground at Collinwood Athletic Complex is number 16.
And these are all turf fields going into,
turf,
right?
Turf fields, yeah. A little tough in Northeast Ohio to do anything other than turf these days.
So, and it's not only, I mean, when you're putting the turf fields in, you're also helping out lacrosse, soccer, girls, flag football, which
Absolutely.
I know the Browns are behind right now, too. So how do schools get involved in that? How do you pick the schools? How does that work?
That's a great question. So we do a couple of things. Obviously, our youth football team does a pretty extensive kind of fields assessment, trying to really gauge where the needs are across the community. We love it when it also pairs up with one of our Stay in the Game Attendance Network districts, which is pretty easy to do these days because we have 108 districts in Northeast Ohio that are part of that attendance initiative. But really looking to really pair where the need is, want to make sure that we're providing opportunities to all young people to play the sport, boys, girls, and really excited for those fields that keep getting installed and excited. Collinwood will be open and ready for games this fall.
Railroaders, ready to go.
It's always been interesting to me when people think of a professional sports franchise, NFL in particular. They think of a football team and competing and getting wins and losses and who's going to be playing defensive tackle and who's a quarterback. There's such a huge other aspect of this that often doesn't get the credit it deserves, but it gets plenty of attention, Renee. And how vital is that, not just to the Browns, but to the entire National Football League?
Yeah, I appreciate that because I think with the limited number of games we have, it's really easy to forget all of the work that goes into leading into games, but all of the important work as stewards of the community, stewards of this organization that we're giving back in our community. Obviously, teams are giving back in their local communities. And for us with the Haslams and Johnsons, extremely focused on having an impact. So obviously, sports organizations get a fair share of inquiries, but to make sure that we're really trying to be laser focused so we can drive drive change and be a catalyst for change is critically important to our ownership.
Renee, I know we've talked about it a little bit before, but stay in the game, how important it is to make sure these kids are staying in school. And then that you guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are kind of the model and kind of a forerunner for the rest of the NFL on this stay in the game, something you guys should really be proud of from the outside. Just even the fact that I know that, you should be proud of that. And that how stay in the game kind of evolved and how important it is for our community.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the Browns started this work in 2015 with the Cleveland School District. Amazing to see. Obviously, in 2019, we officially launched what is now Stay in the Game Attendance Network. We're in 161 school districts across the state. We have, obviously, tremendous partners with the Department of Education Workforce, Proving Ground out of Harvard. And then Battelle is now our new network host because we grew so quickly. We needed to make sure we had somebody that could handle the day-to-day operations. We have Columbus Crew in Central Ohio supporting districts there. FC Cincinnati down in Southern Ohio rather. As you mentioned, we're seeing our districts improve their chronic absence at a greater clip than the rest of the state. And so it is working. And so I think that word of mouth is definitely getting out. We will always be focused, number one, on Ohio and making sure that moves the needle. But we are getting inquiries from other states. And so we're really seeing if we're set up in a way, which we believe we are, to be able to help other states and other regions take this on.
Is staying in the game a little bit? Or do we get players in talking to these kids about
Absolutely.
How important it is to go to school and, you know, that these guys have what they have because they all had to come up through the education system.
Yeah, it really resonates with our players, our alumni. We have Cedric Tillman's our most recent ambassador that has really signed on to get involved in a deep way. Excited to have him. Obviously, a number of our players are either coming from families with educators or their parents and families instilled in them the importance of that discipline of going to school regularly. But, the needs are vast for our districts that we're working with, primarily in your lower income communities where, post-COVID, everything's been exacerbated, the mental health needs, but the basic needs, the needs are tremendous. And so we need a big compilation of partners to come together. But Ohio, the governor, and our state director, Dakin, have raised Ohio's hand to say we're going to reduce chronic absenteeism by 50% in 5 years, which is going to be extremely tough. We have 25% of our students who are still chronically absent. And what we know is that for students who are never chronically absent, they're three times more likely to graduate on time, 3.9% more likely to read on grade level by third grade. Those are key indicators to make sure we're tracking well.
Renee Harvey is joining us. She is the Vice President of Community Impact and Foundation for the Cleveland Browns. Along with the Browns, the Haslams own the Columbus Crew, part owners of the Milwaukee Bucks of the NBA. Does that impact your job, the work that you do in the community, because the Crew does the same thing, the Bucks do the same thing? Do you collaborate with them on anything?
Yeah, great question. Probably a little bit closer with the Crew in terms of their community programming structure, very similar to what we have with the Browns, where I think you're starting to see a little bit of a trend, at least in the NFL, where a few more teams are starting to get really, really narrowed on one cause and go incredibly deep. I know the Colts do that. The Bills have done that. But really excited that that's the same model with the Crew, because I think that's where you can really galvanize your resources and see the impact that we're starting to see here. Milwaukee Bucks, they've been tremendous colleagues. And so their focus is a little bit different than ours, but certainly learning and collaborating and sharing best ideas and practices with one another for sure.
That's cool.
This is just off the top of my head, so just hopefully you have an answer for this. But with the new expansion of the cross-country campus, is there opportunity to like bring in some of these high school teams? And because you're building another field in there, and so for the foundation, will the foundation be able to kind of, you know, be able to use the new campus? Because it's going to be way more accessible, I think.
Yeah. It'll be wonderful to have that in our backyard and really have 365 access to that. And so that has really been a pivotal part of the development of the entire campus, is making sure we have that for community use.
Yeah, it's always interesting. I know, like, the trips that we made to Minnesota were, whether they were in the old dome or where they are now, that they are just so community active and getting kids teams in and giving kids the opportunity to do that. And then it just kind of hit me. I'm like, wow, you got this field here. And then maybe we could see high school games there on Friday night or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there. But
that's that is definitely part of the goal, and made sure that the seating has the right capacity. And I think when we are seeing the participation growth that we're seeing in flag football and tackle football, it's exciting to see in Northeast Ohio. And then obviously with our goal to add girls high school flag as a sanctioned sport in the coming years.
How's that going? I know I've talked to Jenner about that a couple times.
Yes.
But I mean, there was a lot of hoopla the last couple of weeks about it. You know, you got state championships, and it seems like the Ohio High School Athletic Association is on board with wanting to push this a little bit farther too.
Yeah, we're starting to get more and more support. Obviously in this with the Bengals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame have been tremendous supporters of this as well. Our youth football department is doing an incredible job. Hannah Lee leads the charge there, doing amazing work. Started a couple years ago, about 5 years ago, with two teams. Had 88 teams this last year, so it is growing. And I know she continues to get inquiries about more teams, and obviously a lot of push from the NFL, and want to see more and more states sanction girls' flag football.
And with the Olympics, too, it doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Renee Harvey joining us, Vice President, Community Impact and Foundation for the Browns. We know when the football season starts, you know, early September, here we go. We know when the off-season program clicks and all that stuff. Do you have a season? Is it 12 months
a
year?
That's a great question.
I'm full of great questions.
You take vacation?
I'm kind of wondering, is your focus, you know, does it go along with the football schedule, or is it 24 hours a day, 12 months a year?
No, I love that. I love that question. We so obviously our education follows the school year. But our youth football programming really ramps up spring and summer for all of the camps and clinics and all of the football fields that we install. They go back every year and do a Legends Clinic. So there is activity that goes kind of spring all the way through the end of the high school football season. So that really ramps up. And then our the work we're doing in economic advancement and equitable opportunities, that really spans the entire year. No downtime.
You're busy.
That's the way we like it. That's the way we like it.
So even though you're working and you're out here at the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outing, you're on a golf course. Maybe a 24-hour break. Yeah,
that's not a bad day.
Not a bad way to go.
Talk about and reflect on the impact this organization.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And players and ownership get to have.
That's awesome. Well, it's great to have you with us. Congratulations on the day today. And everything that happens today benefits the foundation, benefits the organization, and ultimately benefits people in Northeast Ohio.
Absolutely. Appreciate your support.
Thank you, Renee. We appreciate it.
Renee Harvey joining us right here on Baskin and Phelps. He's usually on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. But right now, in person, texting. He's breaking news as we speak.
He is.
He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram and BrownZone.com.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to see you.
Good to have you here.
So are you the big donor that put all the money behind Northwestern's that we were talking to Greg Newsom about it? The new stadium looks really nice.
Yeah, the one they're building?
Yeah.
Yeah, the indoor facility is gorgeous, too. It's right on the lake with all glass windows.
Ooh.
The workout place.
Hello.
It's fantastic.
The problem is you got to be smart to go to school there, so we're all in trouble.
Yeah, but you know,
well, he wasn't.
What are you talking about? I was trained well at St. Ignatius High School. They just won the Women's National Golf Championship. Northwestern did.
Really?
There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you
all
very
because
much.
Of the new football facility.
That's wonderful news. You came down and you sat down right after something that you had to see. What did you have to see and how did it go?
Yeah, I had to see Joel Bitonio, who says he's a 10 handicap. I wanted to see him tee off. And he went off on number one and hammered a ball down the left side. Looked like it faded into the fairway. I couldn't see it bounce because I was a little bit of ways, but it was a good swing and it took off nice. So he said his game's in good shape. This is about as good as his game gets before they get into training camp, get into the season.
Game as in football or game as in golf?
No, golf.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Andy,
right.
This is golf season, buddy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Did you set some tee times up for when he's done playing? Then?
I tried. He plays all the good places.
You got to like that.
Oh, I thought this was your home course.
No, this is not. I played here once, though. It was really nice.
Yeah, this is a very nice course.
Yeah.
Very, very sharp. You see these guys, in a work environment. When you see them outside of a work environment, it's a little different, no question about that. But you've got a guy in Bitonio, I mean, take a look at him. He's not supposed to be a golfer. And it's interesting to see these guys, I think, in other settings, because what people forget, even, big offensive linemen, big defensive linemen, these guys are primo athletes. And I think a lot of that is forgotten because of the sport they play.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And this is a tough game, right? Golf is a tough game.
Yep.
You see some really good athletes out here, and you probably look through social media and see some bad swings being taken by some of these guys. Just because it's hard, and you got to put a lot of time into it. But if you spend any time doing it, and you're as good an athlete as they are, then you can see the results. And you see it in those celebrity tournaments, the one at Tahoe gets all that TV coverage, that they just have natural movement, right? Natural athletic skills. Mm-hmm. Hand-eye coordination is obviously big in golf. And you see the guys with time, like quarterbacks and specialists, they're usually your better golfers.
All right, what did we learn last week?
At the OTAs?
Yeah.
I think there were a couple things that stood out to me. I'll start with a non-quarterback. It's DeJuan Jones being healthy and at left tackle. I thought he looked good, and I'm not a good – okay, this guy looks like he's lost 20 pounds.
Is he here? I thought I saw him on the corner.
He might have been. I haven't seen him.
Okay.
But I'm not great at that. Oh, man, he lost 15 pounds. It's 10 pounds of muscle. But he looked in better shape to me. Joel said it earlier that he's in better shape. They need him to be the left tackle. Right? Like,
do they ever?
Yeah, if you talk about all the things, all the areas they didn't, quote-unquote, address in the offseason, left tackle is a big one, and they're counting on him to be the guy. So to see him out there looking good, coming off the broken leg, coming off the scope on the knee, I think is a really positive sign. And then you get to the quarterbacks, and those two things are the way they split up practice to get everybody the reps, right? The two spot with once you go to 7-on-7s, two fields, the rookies on one, the veterans on the other, and we'll see this week if that changes, if they mix in the rookies with the veterans. But you see all those guys getting the reps. And I spent a lot of time watching the rookies, and, I think Shadur throws it really well. Doesn't have the biggest arm, but his accuracy is really good, and I think it's shown up in the two rookie minicamp practices that I watched and the OTA last week. Gabriel throws a nice ball. He had a couple batted down in the team drills, which you have to pay attention to because he's 5'11". And then Flacco throws it as well as anybody maybe ever has.
Yeah.
And then Kenny Pickett. And I thought Pickett threw it fine. I need to spend more time because outside of covering him the couple times they played the Steelers, I haven't seen him throw it live, and I like to see guys throw live up close. So I need to spend a little more time. The couple throws I saw were fine, but I need to spend more time with him because he might be your guy.
The rumblings, and you just said some things. Other rumblings we've heard out of the OTAs. The Flacco looked good. Sanders looked really interesting. But they acquired Pickett first, and they drafted Gabriel first. And I'm wondering, okay, how does that play out? Because, I mean, clearly they had something in mind with Pickett, and they liked Gabriel better than Sanders based on everything up until the draft. And it makes me think, how interesting might this be, or are guys going to get eliminated right away?
I don't think so. I think they probably have a plan in mind. I think they're also keeping an open mind. And I trust Kevin Stefanski when he says that and Andrew Berry when he says it. I do think the default would be Kenny Pickett is your starter. And then...
That's an easy default. Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, you traded for him. He's younger. I mean, they need to find a long-term answer. We talk about this all the time. And Joe Flacco at 40, God love him, isn't the long-term answer. Kenny Pickett could be. And he's a former first-round pick. And the two rookies aren't first-round picks, right? They're third-rounder and fifth-rounder. So if Kenny Pickett were to be the guy, I think that would be ideal for the Browns. Now, he's got to prove that. He hasn't done that in his 3 years in the league, hasn't shown that he can be the guy. They think there's untapped potential, but we'll see. And if I think it's his job to lose, but then if he does lose it, what happens, right? And then you have Joe Flacco as this great default, and, you know, they start with such a juggernaut opening of the season. That schedule's so hard.
It's really rough.
That, you know, part of you has to go, okay, we know Joe Flacco can go maybe throw for throw with Joe Burrow. Do we know? You can't know either of the rookies will do it. Can you know Kenny Pickett will? So I think they have tough decisions to make. I think Shedeur Sanders would have to close the gap on Dylan Gabriel, wherever that slots in. If they keep only one veteran, then it's Gabriel two. I think he's got a pretty significant leg up because they drafted him third in the third round, because Shedeur Sanders has a learning curve coming from the Colorado offense, and Dylan Gabriel played in all these different offenses and feels more pro-ready,
right,
I would say. So I think there's a gap there to be closed, but I also think Sanders is bigger, and there's a lot to like about him.
I thought we asked Kevin, I said, if you look at all four quarterbacks, they all bring something different. You know, your thoughts on that, and then he went on to tell us how Deshaun is such a great influence in the quarterback group. I don't think this is going to come down to the wire. Don't you think? I don't know how he can evaluate each one differently and then wonder how to plug these guys into the offense. And by the way, you talk about DeJuan Jones being super important for a right-handed quarterback. Jack Conklin now becomes super important for a left-handed quarterback if you decide to go with Dylan Gabriel.
Now, that's a great point on the left-handed quarterback. And I do think, you know, both tackles have a lot of importance these days, just given the elite pass rushers on both sides, right? Yeah. T.J. Watt's always going against the right tackle.
Miles is bouncing all over
Miles.
The place.
But the blind side is important because you can't see the guy coming. So I think that's an interesting point. With Kevin, though, I think it's wide open, but it can only be wide open for so long, right? I mean, the first game is, what, September 7th? So let's say you backtrack. Well, you want the starting quarterback in place. Is it 2 weeks before? Is it 3 weeks before? Do you want him to be the starter in that final preseason game? So there is a clock here that's ticking as to when they have to make that decision. So you can only read so much into these OTAs, so much into minicamp. I think those first couple of weeks of training camp are going to be hugely important, especially if there's any kind of uncertainty given how, let's say, Kenny Pickett plays.
And think about preseason games. Teams don't play their starting quarterbacks very much.
Right.
In this situation, I would think, Scott, you'd want to get a look at him. Do you think preseason games will actually mean something in this competition, or do you think that starter gets decided in training camp before you even start to play preseason games?
Yeah, I think preseason will matter. I don't think it's going to be the end-all, be-all. I don't think they make a decision before that first game. I mean, it comes on you pretty quick. You know, once you get the pads, it feels like it's like about a week later where you're playing that first preseason game. But even if it doesn't, those preseason games are going to be hugely important because you're going to see a ton of Dylan Gabriel. You're going to see a ton of Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
So even without the two veterans, I think it's going to be a fun preseason to watch, an important one, because those are going to be the most important reps maybe Shedeur Sanders gets all year, right?
How will they be able to have a season without going to the Greenbrier? I'm confused. I also think just
you're
going back.
You're a bad man, Andy
Baskin.
Well,
I mean, my other point on this, though, was those combined practices, they have two, Panthers and Eagles this year, those become more important than I think than we've ever thought about before.
Yeah, I think those are really important, especially the Eagles, right? The Eagles, yeah. Super Bowl champs. They're going to practice twice against them in Philly. I think Carolina's only going to be one practice down there before that before the preseason opener. So that week in Philly's, it is important. The Greenbrier, you know, I think they maximized it that first year and then made that playoff run and then weren't able to duplicate the success, obviously, last year. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of time and work to go down there for this team. You know, I'm going to miss the Marriott points, but I won't miss being away from my dog for 10 days.
Scott Petrak's joining us from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. I was just thinking the best way to phrase this. Health is going to be essential for the offensive line. We know that. And they had some issues with that. Is this offensive line good and experienced, or is it aging and maybe too old?
Man, I'm leaning.
29, Ethan Posick is the youngest of the four guys we know are going to be starters. Everybody else is in their early 30s.
Yeah, I'm still leaning toward experienced and good. And maybe that's a little...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, I got a little recency bias because we just talked to Joe Bitonio, who looks great and says he's playing at a high level. But I think Bitonio's still really good. I think Teller's still really good. Conklin played well last year. The question for him is health. The question for all those guys.
Health, yeah.
Right? I mean, Teller, too, has missed time the last few years, or at least the last couple years. So it's, can you keep these guys healthy? And then, you know, looking down the road, it's what kind of succession plan do you have? And I don't know if there is one. I mean, you have Dewan Jones, you drafted Zach Zinter, who wasn't good in the limited time we saw him as a rookie, and then you're kind of okay. I mean, they didn't draft any linemen this year.
No.
So that's going to be something they have to address, you know, in the future. And then it's also the depth question, and they got Cornelius Lucas to be that swing tackle, but we saw last year they went through so many tackles. Do they have a fourth and fifth guy? Is Inter ready to be that number three guard? They need him to be. And, you know, who's the backup center? Is Luke Whipler healthy? Is he big enough? You know, those kind of things. So I'm okay with how they start the season, but I think, you know, by week six, you could be questioning the approach to the building of the line.
I know that this might sound like a dumb question, but is there any way that Mason Graham and Carson Swessinger aren't starting in the beginning of the season?
I don't think so.
They are. They should both start. Be starting. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. To me, it's those two guys and Judkins will be starters, and then Harold Fannin will play a ton as your number two tight end. I think those are givens. You don't draft a guy at number five. I think Swessinger steps in for JOK, and they have some guys. You know, they have Devin Bush Jr. Mm-hmm. They have Jordan Hicks. You know, they just signed Jerome Baker. They got a couple young guys. So I'm not saying it's a guarantee that Swessinger starts, but I would expect him to.
Yep.
You know, and then Fannin's going to play a bunch. And then the quarterbacks you don't know about. And then Dylan Sampson. I think he has to earn that number two job over Jerome Ford. But I think Judkins will be the number one back week one.
Do you feel like Ford walks into this going, okay, I'm probably the back? I don't know. He's got to think this is the best opportunity he's ever had. I mean, well, last year was too with Nick being out, but I mean, if you're Jerome Ford, don't you want to walk into camp feeling like, it's my job, these young guys better come take it from me, right?
I mean, that's the attitude you have to have. And
That's not realistic, though, with Judkins being drafted as highly as he was,
is it? I agree with you. I don't think so. I mean, you know, Ford took the first reps last week for whatever that's worth, and that's how they tend to do things, give the veterans the priority. And I think Ford will be extremely motivated. You know, he's in the last year of his contract. They restructured it. He got some guaranteed money, but he took a pay cut. So he's playing for the rest of the league, and he didn't take full advantage last year or even in 2023 after Chubb got hurt. So he's got to earn his playing time. But it's can he keep the number one job? I doubt. But can he be the number two and be that third down back, be your kick returner, and get a bunch of big plays that way?
Scott Petrak's joining us, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work as he covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. I was just going to ask what Andy went to on the running backs. I would think Judkins is the guy, right? I mean, yeah. And then can Ford hold off Sampson for those second carries?
That's how I view it. I just think you take a guy at 36. I mean, the learning curve at running back is the smallest for any position, I think. You know, maybe corner, but even that, I think it's running back. So he should be ready to go, and he looks the part. He's 5'11", 211. Looks fantastic. Big-time career, big-time conferences in college. I think he's the guy. If he's not, I think that would be a disappointment.
We're at the Browns Foundation golf outing at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River. Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram joining us right now. When they drafted Judkins, I thought, okay, there's one. And I had Dylan Sampson kind of circled on my radar, like, that guy's out there. He was productive in a great conference. And I'm really curious, Scott, to see what he might be able to bring to things. And nothing against Pierre Strong. I've liked Pierre. Pierre didn't get a lot of looks and didn't take advantage of the ones he did enough, apparently, right, to get more looks. I would think Sampson could actually end up being a really vital part of this offense.
Yeah, I mean, he could. Let's say they just keep Ford as the third down back to start the season. Then it's probably, you know, is it Junkins 2 series and 1 for Sampson is the lead running back? I could see that.
Do they go like the Lions, right, with Gibbs and Montgomery, right, and almost alternate?
Right. And probably not as much, I think, because Junkins is big enough, and I talked to his college coach, and he can be a workhorse. Like, he can get the 20 carries a game. And Sampson probably isn't that guy, but he's a great change of pace. And I've been struggling with that because I don't think it's strictly thunder and lightning. I think they're more similar. I think there's enough similarities.
Sampson really runs between the tackles really well. I watched a lot of his tape, and, you know, I thought, okay, smaller guy, you know, he's going to be running outside. Right. He wasn't. He's running behind that line.
Yeah, I talked to one of his coaches who said he can break a tackle. He's not going to push the pile, but he can break a tackle and then get out in space and explode. So, yeah, I don't think he's, you know, whoever that lightning guy you picture from the past, right? I don't think he's just that guy. I think he's got more to his game than that. And really, if they had drafted, I liked him too, Jeff, before the draft. If they had drafted him without Judkins, I think you could have had a discussion. Can he be your number one back?
Yeah.
But when you take Judkins, in my opinion, at 36, that's high to take a running back. I still think you get a guy later. So I think the commitment to Judkins is that's why he's your week one guy.
Kind of a weird, not a weird story, but just not X's and O's, but Charles Woodson getting a little bit of the team and buying into it. I don't know, your thoughts on that? Is that, I mean, we you know, like with the Cavaliers, when Usher bought in, we were like, oh, this is kind of cool. Charles Woodson buying into this team. Yeah.
Miles bought the little piece of the Cavs, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Miles Garrett. Yeah, it's just interesting. You know, I think the Ohio ties mean something. The fact he's a Hall of Famer. I think the Haslams are impressed by his entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got the bourbon company, the wine company. He's on TV. So I just think he's a big name. The Haslams haven't sold any part of it, and this is obviously a really small stake. But I think they think it'll help them, whatever. And I think he'll be a valued asset inside the building. Whenever he's in the building, you're talking to a Hall of Famer who he might be the best. I mean, he's one of the top whatever secondary guys of all time.
Yeah. Can I go to my favorite topic?
Yeah.
Do they need to find another wide receiver? And do they need to find one soon? Or can they sit there and maybe wait and see who gets cut and might be available toward the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think that's an approach they could take. I don't love that approach. I think you need to get a guy before then.
You think they need somebody?
I do. I do. And this is, I'm talking with seeing Cedric Tillman once last week. We haven't seen Deontay Johnson yet. So if all of a sudden, if you told me Deontay Johnson was the Deontay Johnson of 2021 and Ced Tillman is the Ced Tillman of those three games in the middle last year.
With Jameis.
Right. Then you got 1, 2, and 3, right? Yeah. You got Judy, blah, blah.
Without question.
Yes. And then you can figure out.
But those are two big ifs.
Well, exactly. And I think Deontay Johnson, to me, feels like a bigger if. Just because of the year he's coming off.
Right? Yeah.
Cut twice, traded twice, suspended once.
And it was weird because he was pretty good in Carolina, and then he's on a 1 year, and they're thinking, we're not going anywhere. Let's get something.
Right.
And then it just went south in a hurry.
I know.
Which was weird.
I know. And there's a little – if you get suspended for not going in a game, you got to question the attitude.
Sure.
So, to me, he's a huge question mark.
Especially with a team like Baltimore.
Just going to the playoffs, a chance to win a Super Bowl. So, yeah. So, I have serious doubts about him. Now, I know that if he does play, oh, my gosh, he could be your number two. But, yeah, I think you need to get another guy, another established guy. And there's big names out there, or like veteran names out there.
And Amari Cooper, DJ Chark, Shark, Keenan Allen.
Chark is the one that jumps out at
me. I like Chark too.
And I think you get him cheap, and he's got some experience in this league.
Dan's laughing because somebody agreed with me on DJ Chark.
Andy, do they get badges? Like, is this like a little fan club now?
Right here, Scott. You and me, baby.
I do. I mean, Keenan Allen, a better
receiver. Keenan's 33.
He's been around forever. You know, is he going to – he probably wants a deal with the team that's going to go to a Super Bowl. He's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Nobody expects that of the Browns. I think Chark kind of fits that sweet spot where there won't be huge expectations. You can get him cheap, but he's played in the league.
And he's had a 1,000-yard season. He's put up some numbers. Let's see what he might be able to do here.
All right, before you get to the Pinewood Derby, I got to ask you the last question that we ask all the time. Give me your quarterback depth chart.
Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel Sanders.
Okay, there you have it.
Scott Petrak, brownzone.com. You can read all of his work. What's up there right now?
Well, I did a Joe Flacco story yesterday. You know, he had that great quote about mentoring.
You
know, so I delved into that a little bit, just talked about him, and also the fact that he probably doesn't need the reps because he's so experienced, but he wants those reps. So it's about Joe Flacco.
And he's
very
here.
Good.
Well,
by the way,
I heard he hammers the ball. That's what I heard.
By the way, thanks to you two, we are now getting the tweets and the texts of Baby Shark. So thank you. I appreciate both of you for mentioning DJ Shark and now setting us up for that.
Scotty, pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Good to
see you. Scott Petrak, brownzone.com. Go read that Flacco story. Just like, and we'll get back to some Browns talk in a little bit, but just like we enjoyed the Guardians over those Los Angeles Angels, Andy.
Not too shabby taking 2 out of 3 from those guys. So that worked out pretty well, especially after what they dropped 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers. So they come out of this L.A. trip to Cleveland even. That's all you can ask for.
Yes. Nolan Jones, Andy. A Nolan Jones sighting. Not just a sighting, but an exciting sighting.
Okay, good one, Jeff.
See, here's the thing. I like DJ Chark.
Oh, here we go.
Because of what he's produced at times in his NFL career. You know, he's been productive. And that's why I'd love to see the Browns bring him in. I like Nolan Jones and because of what DJ Chark could mean moving forward. I like Nolan Jones for exactly the same reason. I am steamed that they ever gave up on him in the first place. Then he went to Colorado.
Yeah, the air's really light out there. That's easy for the hitters.
And the winds are very hard to come by.
He was very productive when he was with the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, man.
And then they got him back. And there's a great story, actually, that's on the Ohio.com, the Akron Beacon Journal, by Ryan Lewis about Nolan Jones and hitting the ball hard. Mm-hmm. And we've been hearing that all year. His measurables are blah, 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 blah. And Ryan had a stat that said this one stat is, and Dan, I forget even what it is. It's some obscure thing with initials that you would be all excited about. But Ryan described it as, this stat means you're the unluckiest hitter in Major League Baseball.
BABIP.
Say who?
BABIP, batting average of balls on play.
All right, there you go. And he said Nolan's in like the top eight.
Game changer has that for every kid, too.
In the last four games, Nolan Jones is 8 of 14. And, Andy, you know you were bad. You know you were bad, at least as far as the numbers go. When in four games you can raise your batting average 39 points. And he's done that. Ladies and gentlemen, Nolan Jones is now hitting above 200.
Congratulations.
Above 200. He's at 214.
Proud of you.
These last four games going 8 for 14 has raised his batting average to 214 from 175.
Anytime,
see, here's the thing.
Hey, up is up. Anytime someone's hitting over 200,
yes,
that should be cherished around here.
And Andy, on this team, hey, yes, you're above 200. You're no longer a worry.
You could be batting cleanup or second.
here's the thing. They clearly need somebody to hit the ball, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This guy is 6'6". He's put up some power numbers in the past.
It was light air in Colorado. The ball
okay, I get all that. But he clearly is a power hitter waiting to happen here. And if he can be enough of a contact hitter where, let's just say, you know, the rest of the way he can hit 250 or so, well, in the major leagues today, that's more than tolerable. This team needs somebody to answer the question, who is our main right fielder? And, man, I'd sure like it to be him, not because it's him, but it's because he's 6'6 with a bit of a track record and he hits the ball hard. And he's pretty athletic. I mean, he's pretty good in the outfield. And I would just like to answer one question for the team. All right, okay, we can cross that one off the list. Who's the main right fielder? I hope that he can keep this going for a while. Four games is not enough to answer that question, but it's a nice start. Ah, the Baskin sigh.
Well,
Dan,
my question
the
for
Baskin
you then.
The Baskin sigh,
listen,
right there.
If you think you feel good about these 49. Four games.
Did you write that down?
I did.
What
nice.
Does it mean when you play the Yankees then?
Well, it doesn't matter who
I'm
you're
just
playing.
Saying, can you say if he stays hot against the Yankees, then do we kind of feel like it's even better?
No. Doesn't as long as he's facing major league pitching, I don't care who he's.
I don't know, man. There's a mystique about playing in New York and having to go there and being able to be successful.
Mystique.
It's not easy. I think it's tougher there than it is almost anywhere else in baseball. There's just something about that place, man. It's not easy. And if he can stay hot, then you should feel really good about everything that you just talked about for the last 4.5 minutes.
Wouldn't you stay hot
against the Yankees, and then you get more people on board.
But wouldn't you like to just answer? I mean, it's like, thank you. Somebody has stepped up. We don't have to worry about, is Chase DeLauder healthy? Is he anywhere near ready? Is C.J. Cephas ready to be moved up? Can John Kenzie Noel do it? What are we going to do with Jonathan Rodriguez? Maybe you bring back Lane Thomas when he's finally healed up from whatever latest ailment is, and maybe he plays right field and Martinez plays center. Now, how about this?
Okay.
Nolan Jones is your right fielder. That's what I'm looking for. Somebody answer the question. And right now, the guy who's closest to answering the question is Nolan Jones.
So, all right, say he answers that, then how close are we to having a steady outfield? Like, I don't think...
Well, with Martinez in center field right now, he's been competent, and he's pretty good with a glove for a guy who's been a career infielder.
Yeah, I think Stephen Vogt likes being able to put different pieces in place every day. I don't get that.
You know why he likes that, Andy?
Because he has to.
Yes, that's why.
But
wouldn't it be nicer to be able to go Mike Hargrove? Starters are starters for a reason. Carlos, go play second.
When's
Omar,
the last time,
go play short. Jim, go play third.
Yeah, when's the last time we thought that, though? It's been,
been a long time.
Especially for right field.
Especially for right field.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the positions that you think is supposed to be, well, it's probably too old school thinking, where we know where we're going to have our good hitters. They're going to be in left field, right field, first base, and third base. Your corner spots, right? You put your offense on the corners, and you put your defense up the middle. That's not the way the game necessarily works today, but wouldn't it be nice to just have somebody in right field who you know can hit the ball and can catch it reasonably well? I mean, we had Manny Ramirez in right field, for God's sake. How'd that work?
When I think about that outfield, I try to think about what they want to really do with Lane Thomas, right? Don't you?
Get him out of center field, please.
I know, but
for the love of all that's holy.
What are they going to do? What do you do? What are you going to do? I can't ask that question enough times.
Can I put him as a part of the right field fun fest?
I don't know.
Do you not like
the collection? Yeah,
but you don't like Lane
in center?
Are we locking it
out, though?
I can't
stand to play in center
because,
field.
You know, you just said, okay, if we found our right fielder, now what? Now just bench?
Well, they have enough guys who are candidates in the outfield right now. And it's kind of like having four quarterbacks. You got four right fielders, it means you don't have one. So if they start sorting through these guys and somebody takes a job and decides it's theirs, then, Andy, you move on from some of the other guys, do you not? Hey, John Kenzie,
go
find your swing in Columbus.
I mean, he's hurt.
Hey, Lane, we're going to...
Yeah, but I maybe
we're gonna,
wait we're
gonna,
to see
we're
what
gonna
happens.
Move you.
That was just what I was going to bring up.
Move him to
another team.
Okay.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Thanks.
Yeah, but don't you think he's got to come up and kind of prove something that he's healthy enough?
No.
If you're another team, how bad do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing.
How?
Another team
what's
might
the
think.
Value
oh, but another team could look at him and go, oh, for right field, you would be all right. And right
and
field in a platoon.
And we can fix you a little bit. And here, take this minor league pitcher that we're not thinking about.
Oh,
the Guardians have been scouting, and they bring him in.
It is definitely going to be a AA second baseman or shortstop. Come on.
Undersized. But with a lot of pop.
Undersized.
Swings hard.
But with a lot of pop.
I got this great left-handed third baseman. We got playing rookie high A ball. You'll love him.
He swings like hell, let me tell you.
Yeah, no one cares.
Great lefty. Eye.
Well, no, really. He only has one eye. No.
We're bringing in Pirates now.
Bringing in Pirates.
How often does that happen where you end up getting a guy that – you thought could play, he was there, and then you see the press release the next day from the Guardians Indians, and you're like, oh. Who was it? Casey Blake was Carlos Santana?
Yes. There,
yeah, I just remember looking at that going, huh, Carlos Santana, this will be interesting. And it has been.
They make those trades all the time.
Yeah, they do. They're notorious for them.
Yeah, that seemed to work. There was one thing that was really interesting in the series with the Angels. Ron Washington, a veteran manager, obviously, and he's, you know, a respected manager. Yeah, just put Jose on. Just intentionally walked him in situations where you wouldn't normally, you know, early in a game, base open, you know, they walked him early on in games. And if you needed any more of a sign of respect for Jose Ramirez.
For sure.
I mean, that's it. I don't know that he's fully appreciated here. He's becoming fully appreciated around Major League Baseball. And I say that knowing that Jose's appreciated here. He's just top-notch. And I was listening to the game on the radio the other day, and Tom Hamilton and Jim Rosenhaus were talking about Jose and said, now, you know, take a look at what he's doing here. And they brought up the teams of the 90s, and Tom made the point
for sure.
And said, he would have played on those teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he absolutely would have.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he first got here, he had to make his mark.
And he was a utility infielder, for goodness sake. At least I think that's the way everybody viewed him. They put him in the outfield because they were looking for a place to play him.
He was a placeholder for Lindor.
It sure seemed that way. Sure seemed that way.
And then all of a sudden, man, that is the gem that this organization, probably one of the best gems this organization's ever found.
It's just impressive what they were able to do with that. It's Baskin and Phelps. It's the Browns Foundation Golf Outing. We're at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River, and we have a lot more coming up. Anxious to talk a little bit about some offensive line stuff. We'll hear some of the comments Joel Bitonio had to make today. And it's just a beautiful day for a great cause, the Cleveland Browns Foundation, and the golf outing going on right now at Westwood Country Club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.